from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
To win the game.
Oh, my gosh. Just terrible. You know, terrible.
I was thinking about it last night. I'm watching the Giants game, and LJ's having a rough night. He's just fussy and I don't know what this is. Like, drink the bottle, dude. Go to bed. I don't know what's going on here. But point being is, I see this report from Grant Cohn, and other people were putting this out. He was one of the first, and it was saying, like, hey, you know, if the Niners don't win the Super Bowl, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch could be on the hot seat. And I was like, all right. And look, I know people, when they hear the name Grant Cohn, they get all charged up one way or the other. I'm sure he heard this from a respectable source, and he's putting it out there. And I go, wow. Think of what the bar is for the Niners. They have been making money hand over fist. They're one of the best traveling fan bases in any sport. They've got 8 guys making $15 or more million. They're all top 2, 3, 4 at their position. Okay. They've got one of the most iconic brands on the planet. Everyone wants to be a part of their fan base. They win every year. Okay, they haven't won the big one. That is definitely something that frustrates a lot of people.
You know, even me, not to cut you off, but just jump in for a second. I'm a Super Bowl or bust type of guy. I want to make that clear.
Yeah.
I'm the ultimate. You know me. I'm like, I want to win at all costs, no matter what. But it's a little unfair to say they haven't won anything. They've won division championships. They've given us some great memories, great moments. They put up high historic numbers last year, iconic games back in 2019, 2021. We've been to a lot of games. They've been in the mix.
I mean, look, everybody's going to say Coca-Cola is the number one brand in the soda category, right?
Is it?
Well, it's just, I mean,
yeah,
like,
no, I know. I am just kidding.
Like, that's the Chiefs,
I do like,
right?
Some Coca-Cola.
You can make a lot of money being Pepsi.
Yeah,
all right.
You can.
No, I would rather be Coke, but like it's not like Pepsi isn't profitable too. You know what I mean? And wildly successful. Only one team gets to be the champs every year.
No doubt.
Like, I always look at like the Braves, right? And I say to myself, like, okay, would I rather be the Marlins and win 2 championships over a 30-year period and then be literally dog poop every other year?
Right.
Or would I rather be the Braves? I'd probably rather be the Braves.
Yeah.
But now the Braves had the 1 championship.
For a long time.
For a long time, right?
Now they have 2, and they've been in the mix, and they have premium players.
Absolutely. And so, like, I'm looking at what's going on with the Niners, and I do think that there's some, not that heads are going to roll, but, like, there's got to be some squeeze here. Hey, if I'm going to give all this guaranteed money, I would like to hoist the Lombardi. Well, I get that. I do. But then I look at the Giants, and I'm like, they are touting, this is last night, touting Bryce Eldridge getting, you know, risen.
Promoted to AA.
Yeah. And I go to myself, I go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
The most exciting player on the San Francisco Giants is two levels below the major leagues.
With Steiny, we're doing a crossover.
Like,
we're doing a crossover with Steiny and Guru. And Steiny asked you, I'll never forget this. He asked you, what's the most exciting aspect of the Giants? And you said Bryce Eldridge. And I go, a guy in single A. You're excited about a guy in single A. Now,
but it
a couple
hit me
years
last
ago,
night watching the broadcast. Yeah. I was like, they're literally pumping this guy up. I go, this isn't good enough.
No, well, again, Kyle Harrison's on the mound.
Ugh, poor guy.
And I heard about Kyle Harrison, and listen.
He's just not good enough yet.
I'm debating on whether to go to De La Salle this Friday or, because they play Sarah High School this Friday.
Where at?
Or at De La Salle in Concord. Or,
what time's that
I can wait,
at?
It's about 7:30. But they also
go to that.
But 2 weeks from now, they play at St. Francis in Mountain View, which will make the commute a little bit easier for your boy.
And that's the 19th or 20th?
No, that's the 13th. That's the 13th.
Okay.
So anyway, I don't want to go there. I don't want to be bashing Kyle Harrison because those are his old stumpy grounds.
Yeah, we're rooting for him.
He was touted, Shasky, from a lot of people. A lot of people. This guy's ready to roll. Lefty, flamethrower, he's a can't-miss prospect, blah, 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 blah. This guy, if he's not pitching against the Colorado Rockies, I don't know what I'm getting from him. Last night was an absolute travesty. It made me turn the game off. I started watching Francis Tiafoe in the U.S. Open.
I couldn't help it.
Kyle Harrison didn't even make it through three yesterday. He gives up 7 hits and 6 runs, 3 strikeouts. And Diamondbacks are basically having batting practice last night at Oracle while the crowd. Look at the bleachers right now. The crowds are dwindling.
I know.
That ownership, if you're Greg Johnson, because Bruce Jenkins had a tweet yesterday saying, ownership doesn't even care what's going on. They don't know what's going on. Well, I guarantee you, somebody's watching saying, look at our crowds in the month of September. And it's not going to get easier. So Kyle Harrison, I don't know what he's good at. I don't know if he's a pillar for this organization.
He was not just, like, forget the Giants, okay? Because the Giants are always going to hype their own. Move them to the side. Keith Law, Bleacher Report. I'm not ripping these people. Yeah. I'm just people who do this for a living. Rank prospects had him for one, if not 2 years, as the number one left-handed prospect. Wow. And I'm seeing a young man who right now, I just don't think he knows how to pitch.
No.
He got away with a mid-90s fastball in the minor leagues going 2 and 3 innings at a time.
I thought he was blowing 97, 98.
He's not.
He's more 93, 92.
He's not Rodon. He's not a power lefty, right? And he doesn't know how to pitch. He doesn't know how to locate breaking balls early in counts. He doesn't understand how to use that fastball command up and down in the zone. He leaves a lot of things up. He doesn't know how to work down and outside. And, you know, the reality is right now, Bonte, he's a subpar pitcher. Now, he's 22, and I like him a lot. I think he's a year or two away.
Right.
I just do. I think he needs a lot of seasoning. And they've already pivoted from Kyle Harrison's the future to let's go all the way down to Double A. And I guess where I'm going at with this is on the day I hear that John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan could be on the hot seat, I'm looking around and I'm saying, all right, it's been 6 free agencies, 6 off seasons, 6 drafts, 6 international free agencies to just improve your roster. You've had 6 years to make a bold trade to do something. And the product I'm watching has Mike Yastrzemski as one of the hottest players on the team.
What did I say yesterday?
As your minus 30 in run differential, and you're closer to the number 4 pick overall than you are the 15th pick?
Well, what I was saying yesterday, Shasky, you kind of looked at me crazy. I said Mike Yastrzemski is your second best outfielder. And you looked at me, you're kind of befuddled, but my point was Mike Yastrzemski cannot be your second best outfielder if you want to compete and get fans into the seats. People are exhausted from Mike Yastrzemski. It's unfair to Mike Yastrzemski because I think he's a good pro. I think he's been a solid Giant. Yeah. Now, we didn't have him as a leadoff hitter. We didn't have him as a third hitter. We didn't have him as one of your pillars in the organization. No. We had him as a fourth outfielder. Now, he's been catapulted to be your second best outfielder. And that's not going to get it done. The Diamondbacks, by the way. Because a couple years ago, the Giants were beating up on the Diamondbacks.
I remember that.
In 2021, they were 32-6 against the Diamondbacks and the Rockies. And then the Giants in 2021, they salvaged September by getting crazy hot against the Rockies and the Diamondbacks. Well, that organization has leapfrogged you. You're the fourth. I mean, there's no doubt about it. The fourth best team in your own division. The fourth best organization. The Dodgers, Padres, and Diamondbacks are in a different world than you right now. Now, it's one thing for the Dodgers to be up there in a different stratosphere, but you can't allow the Padres and the Diamondbacks to leapfrog you in this division. And so when it comes to Kyle Harrison, again, I go back to the crossover with Mark Willard. He's like, I'm like, trade him for Shohei for half a year. But I was convinced that, wow, we may have something here. But the fact is, they didn't stretch this guy out in the minor leagues. They only allowed him to pitch 3 or 4 innings. And so now we're expecting him to go 5-6 in the majors.
He's gassed.
In his first full year, he's tanked. Birdsong's tanked.
I know.
This team is tanked.
Meanwhile, Alex Cobb is throwing gems in Cleveland.
Who would have saw that coming?
I don't know, me.
So, you know, my biggest issue with Farhan, I have a lot of issues with Farhan. But you look at the way he yo-yos these guys up and down from Sacramento.
Matos.
And he's been doing it. Matos, Luciano, Schmidt,
Estrada.
Tyro Estrada's a pro. He's having a bad year.
He is.
But he's yo-yoing this guy. And like baseball, and I learned this from fantasy baseball, you know, because it's
there's
you
a
get
consistency
impatient.
Factor.
Well, you got to have patience.
Yes.
Guys are going to slump. Guys are going to hit. Guys are going to go through bumps and flow. You know, they're going to go through speed bumps at times, and it's going to be a roller coaster ride. But you have to stay the course. Farhad's trigger finger is. Let me use that. You know what I mean? But he's so quick, to just yo-yo a guy back down to Sacramento or yo-yo a guy out of the lineup or yo-yo a guy. It's just, oh, wait, today you're going to bat second? Tomorrow you're going to bat seventh.
Monte, they've been more dedicated to getting Michael Conforto at-bats than any of their young players. If Ramos didn't get the opportunity due to the Jung Hoo Lee injury, we would never get a chance to see what he is.
No, I know. It's wild. And we don't even know who Jung Hoo Lee is.
I was telling Sam, if you ask me right now, keep him or trade him, I would try to trade him in a heartbeat.
This guy's getting $16 million next year and then $23 million the next 2 years after that, and we have no idea who he is. Is he a speed guy? Well, I saw him steal 2 bases and get caught stealing 3 times. Is he an on-base percentage guy? What's on-base percentage of 681?
And I guess to me, a very key aspect to where the Giants are at. Oh, they grind back into that game last night. It's the 8th inning. Huh. And then I watch Corbin Carroll go the other way, okay, with a beautiful base hit down the line. A young player who struggled for 2 months, 3 months,
no,
and they stuck
like
with
4.
Him.
Yeah.
Okay, they stuck with him, and the average is starting to climb. He's got like 18, 19
jacks.
Yeah,
he's like 235 now.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. But he goes the other way. Then he steals second base because you can't hold runners on, and you don't have any speed. And then he steals third base. And then a little, you know, sack fly, and boom, they get that insurance run. That, to me, is the difference for all these good teams right now. The speed, the athleticism, the ability to get an insurance run out of nothing. When was the last time a Giant stole multiple bases and someone executed with him at third base and they drove that run in?
I don't know because...
It's been
because
decades.
I've been begging for speed. You have a park where you can let the speed show. If you get athletic players, we're looking at Busch Stadium and the old Cardinals lineups back. Remember when Matt's office about 2 months ago?
They played beautifully to that turf.
We can have this at Oracle Park if you can't attract power hitters. If power hitters don't want to come here, okay, how do I pivot? Because God forbid we blame the ballpark once again for the ballpark this and the ballpark that. How can it be justified as one of the most beautiful ballparks in all of baseball and yet you can't get players? We have a regime problem. We have a manager like Bob Melvin. I don't even know how to assess him. Who's calling the shots? Does he run the bullpen? What's going on here?
Well, I'll tell you, you know what they need?
Got to get this out with the Giants. This is bad. Every day, we should spend at least about 20 minutes on them just to show how much of a dumpster fire they are while we go here and go crazy over the 49ers for losing Super Bowls. And the Golden State Warriors have hugged 4 banners. And I hear people say, well, Steve Kerr's not that good of a coach. Joe Lacob doesn't want to win.
High-level games year after year.
They're obsessed with winning.
5 years in, you're talking about Harrison. 5 years in, we've been hearing about Luciano. They put him at second base. He makes 2 of the worst errors.
Oh, my God.
Now, I don't even know if he gets a throw off on one of them, but, like, the guy's got a brick for a glove. And you know what? That's a disrespect because I know a lot of people who can catch and play infield with a ping pong paddle, Matt Williams being one of them, the great Marine.
Right.
The kid has no position.
No.
He has not hit a ball into the warning track in his entirety of his Major League Baseball career. Encarnacion, who came out of the Mexican League, has more power than him. So here's where I'm at.
Did he strike out 3-4 times yesterday?
Yeah,
Encarnacion.
He's not that good. But when the Warriors brought in Jerry West, okay? When they brought in Jerry West, it wasn't about Jerry West running the show.
Yeah.
It was about, wow, You're so lacking credibility. You need to bring someone in who everyone respects.
Yep.
Everyone, the fan base respects. Yep. Other organizations respect. The players respect. Yep. You're about winning. When the Niners brought in John Lynch, it was like, yep, wow, you're bringing in someone who has a Hall of Fame pedigree. Mm-hmm. Never done the job before.
Right.
Unlike Jerry West. Right. Never done the job. But there was a level of class and respect and credibility that he commanded.
Well, remember the intel on John Lynch. He had worked with the Denver Broncos organization. He studied around John Elway. He sat in their front office meetings. He sat in their draft combine meetings and then kind of learned the game and then went to broadcasting. And that's where Pete Carroll goes, you know, the broadcast meeting was a little strange. He was asking me questions that really wasn't typical of a broadcast meeting. And a couple weeks later, he's taking a 49ers GM job.
But that, the Giants need that right now. And I'm not going to lose my mind over anything.
Well, they brought Buster Posey in for that.
No, Bonte. I'm telling you, you need to get someone. Because Buster only knows the Giants organization. They need to go outside the organization. Yeah. They need to hire Theo Epstein, not to run the team, because he's probably not going to do it. Give him whatever amount of money. He just gave John Hooley $100 million. Yeah. Give him whatever amount of money he needs and say, Theo, we need you to help lead us in this search. Yep. You with Buster Posey. I would even call up Will Clark. I would call up all the luminaries of the organization. And you know what? If you have to go with your tail between your legs to go find Brian Sabian again, bring in Brian Sabian, get a group of four or five credible baseball people that everyone has a high Q rating of, and you need to get those people and get them together and say, you're leading our search.
So
I don't care who it is, because you can't just hire somebody that we've never heard of and go, here, Larry. Larry thinks he's the guy. You need a credible group of people who could sit at the dais and say, we have hand-selected this guy, and the fan base know, those four or five people that you've chosen to lead the search, they're credible.
Yeah.
They need that in the worst way.
Let me ask you this real quick.
They need so bad.
They need credibility. They need to overhaul. Would you be surprised if they brought Farhan back? Yes or no?
I would be surprised, because I think it would be one of the worst business decisions you could possibly make.
Yeah, I'm with you. September 30th, October 1st. Games like last night, I think, puts a lot more pressure on Greg Johnson and his ownership group to say, Farhan, enough is enough. We've seen enough. It's time to part ways.
It's not sustainable financially.
Harrison's going 2 2/3, for crying out loud. Ludwig calls me. I'm like, dude, I'm watching the U.S. Open now. I'm off this game. 7-1? I mean, you kidding me?
Bonte, they drafted a kid last year who instantly became their number one prospect because they have nothing in their minor league system. And then they draft this kid, Tibbs, and he's in the top three already. So their farm is not good.
No, it's in the whole farm rankings. They've duped us all. Basically, the Giants have lied to us. They've lied to us over and over and over again. All right, we'll talk to Dave Fleming at 8:50. Don't forget the summit tomorrow. The summit, Red and Gold Summit. Actually, it's not tomorrow. It's today. Excuse me. My bad.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.